And if you were real thirsty, you might say, a glass of water.
I drank a glass of water.
And you'd ask me, how much have you?
Would you like a glass of water?
Or how much have you? What? How much water have you?
Drank.
Okay. And something that people eat for breakfast, it's made out of ground up corn.
Cornmeal? No, grits.
Uh-huh. What else besides grits?
Bacon, eggs.
I mean, but what else besides grits is made out of corn that's ground up?
Cornmeal.
Uh-huh. What about something that's ground up coarse?
Not all those cornmeal and grits. And
did you ever hear of
How many grits? That's what you tell.
Is how many?
How many grits and grits is the same thing, darling.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of live corn?
Mm-mm.
And you say, this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I had breakfast.
Or I?
I ate breakfast.
Okay, and you say, yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And you say, well, talking about distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a
little ways.
And if you had been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had
a good ways to go.
Okay. And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say he fell over.
Fell over his arms, fell over his elbows.
Or fell in this direction.
Fell flat on his back.
Or he fell back.
Backwards.
Uh-huh. And this way would be?
Front.
Huh?
Front.
But not back.
Forward.
Okay. And if you had been fishing and I asked you if you caught any fish, you might say, no.
I didn't catch any fish.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people say, I didn't catch nary one?
Yes.
How would people say that?
Everybody talks different. That's the trouble, you see.
Uh-huh. How would they say that?
Not a near one.
Uh-huh.
Now you see, my sister-in-law, she's from Texas, and she talks different than I do.
And say, if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you did what to the land?
You cut all your trees off. You'd have a bare piece of land.
Well, got rid of all the brush and trees and everything.
You cleaned up all your land.
Uh-huh. And you say, wheat is tied up into a...
A bundle?
And then the bundles are piled up into a...
Stack?
And talking about how much wheat you raised, you might say we raised 40, what, of wheat to an acre?
40 bales of, I don't know how wheat...
You're talking about a bushel. You say
oh, bushels. Maybe 100 bushels.
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Honey, I don't know nothing about oats.
And say that there's something that... We had to do today, just the two of us. You could say, we'll have to do it, or you'd say...
We will do it?
Uh-huh. Would you say, you and I will do it?
You and I will.
You
and I?
Okay.
Sometime me and you, I'll say, I have to have a cigarette.
Okay. Say, if some man and yourself had to do something, you'd say...
My husband and I?
Or would you say, he and I?
He and I.
Him and me?
Him and me. Mostly.
Please
him and me, most likely, I'd say, honey, because I'm not too bright.
And say if you knocked at the door and someone asked who's there and they recognize your voice, you'd just say, it's...
Oh, it's my sister, my brother.
Or if it was you, you'd say, it's...
It's Teresa.
Or
I'd say if this would be me,
or
honey.
Or you'd say,
is that you?
Is that you, Teresa? You say, yeah, this is...
This is Teresa, I'd say.
Okay. And if there's some man at the door, you'd say that's...
Well, I'd have to say